Introduction.
Good morning. My name is Mark Smith. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Yes, certainly. My name is Miao Liu.
What should I call you?
My friends call me Kitty, so you can call me that too.
Could you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Beijing.
Can I see your identification, please?
Yes, here it is.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself. Let's talk about your studies. Which university or school are you studying at?
I'm studying at the University of Auckland.
Which course are you studying, or what is your major?
My major is education, so I'm studying to become a primary school teacher.
Why did you select this course or major?
I chose education because I love working with children and I want to help kids to learn.
Do you have to travel far to university or school each day?
Yes, I do. I have to catch the ferry from the island where I live into the city. It takes about 40 minutes each way.
Now, let's talk about cooking. Who normally does the cooking in your household?
Mostly my mum cooks all the meals, but sometimes I cook dinner or something just to give her a break.
Do you think it's important to share the cooking duties? Why?
Yes, I think it is pretty important, because otherwise one person can get resentful when they always have to do it, and then they don't cook good meals. There's more variety if different people cook.
Do you enjoy cooking?
Well, yes, sometimes I enjoy cooking when it's not difficult and it doesn't take me very long.
Do you think you will cook more often in the future? Why?
Yes, I think so, because I'll probably be living away from home in a shared flat or something, so I'll have to cook a lot more.
Let's talk about noises and sounds. What kinds of sounds or noises do you commonly hear?
I hear all sorts of sounds, depending on where I am. At university, I hear people talking and doing stuff, and at home, I hear my family talking, the dog barking, things like that.
Which types of sounds or noises do you enjoy most? Why?
I love music because it can really make me feel good and lift my mood. And I also love hearing birds singing because the sound is so beautiful and unlike anything else I have ever heard.
Are there some sounds or noises which you dislike? Why?
I don't like people screaming or talking really loudly. It really annoys me. I also don't like hearing people talking to other people on the phone, or other people's conversations, or when someone reads their text messages out loud.
Which noises or sounds do you recall from when you were a child?
I can't really remember any. Apart from my parents' voices always telling me what to do and what not to do.
Now, I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say. You can make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
Here's some paper and a pencil for making notes, and here's your topic. I'd like you to describe a newspaper or magazine which you read.
Thank you. I'm going to talk about a magazine which I read called New Weekly. It's a celebrity gossip magazine, so it contains all the latest news and scandal from Hollywood movie stars, actors, singers, everyone who's famous. It's not exactly serious journalism. In fact, it probably has more pictures than anything else. You know, pictures of celebrities without makeup or looking terrible in their bikinis while they're on holiday. But if they can't get pictures, then the brief gossip column at the back always has some rumours, which I actually think are just made up. But then, months later, it turns out that they're true. You know, things like who's seeing who in the celebrity world. It comes out every week, but I don't actually read it that often, as I never actually buy it. I just borrow friends' copies once they have finished reading it. Or sometimes my mum buys it. I like to read it while I'm lying on the sofa eating chocolate during the commercial breaks on television. Or sometimes I read it in waiting rooms where they have lots of magazines. I have to confess that I really do enjoy reading this magazine because I enjoy the gossip and seeing that famous people are just people like the rest of us. Plus, it gives me and my friends something to talk about as well. But there's also a part of me which hates the fact that I enjoy reading it, as it is so trashy and tabloid and doesn't give the celebrities any privacy. My boyfriend always teases me about how embarrassing it is that I actually read it. But then I catch him reading it when I finished as well.
Thank you. Would you recommend this newspaper or magazine to others?
Yes, I suppose so, if I thought they would enjoy it.
Do you have much time to read?
No, not as much as I would like, because I'm busy studying.
We've been talking about a newspaper or magazine which you read, and now I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to this. Let's consider first the topic of media. How have the ways people access the media changed in your country over the last decade?
Well, I think for more and more people, accessing electronic media has become much more convenient and easy over the last decade. Thinking back, I don't think that many people even had their own computers 10 years ago. And now almost everyone has a laptop or a PDA or something. So they are constantly able to access the internet and online material. The internet and advent of mobile technology has completely changed the way people work, play and study.
The issue of internet-based music and video piracy has become critical. What do you think can be done about this problem?
This is such a big problem that I'm not sure what the solution is. One approach might be to make the price of the movies and DVDs cheaper so that people can access them for less money. Then they might be less tempted to purchase illegally copied material. There could also be higher penalties for selling pirated goods, and the police could be stricter and more focused on apprehending people. Ultimately, I think technology has to be utilised to fight the problem, like with an encrypted signature on each song file or video or something. However, I don't think this problem can ever be completely solved.
As electronic media becomes more and more accessible, many forms of print media are disappearing. Do you consider this to be a positive or negative trend?
I think that it's such a shame that so many magazines and newspapers have gone under, because they certainly had something to offer. On the other hand, the growth of new online publications has been huge, and because it's so cheap to set up, I think there are a lot more specific resources out there for people. I think there will always be print media, though, because people enjoy the tangible nature of paper in hand.
Now, let's talk about the role of the media in your country. What type of responsibility, if any, do you believe the media has to the general public?
I personally feel that the media has a huge responsibility to its public, in particular the news media. The responsibility includes informing the public about political and other news, as well as giving an unbiased view of current affairs. Often the media is what keeps politicians honest, and I think this is definitely an important part of their role.
Some people think the media is highly influential in spreading new ideas and trends. What's your opinion?
Of course it is. I definitely agree. Particularly with the internet, the way new ideas are quickly distributed around the world through blogs, email, and social networking sites is amazing. Ideas spread incredibly quickly, especially in the areas of fashion and music. On a political level, I think the media is also influential, as certain types of news commentary and opinion are selected for publication, whereas others are not, and this reflects a bias, which is often then reflected in popular opinion. Ultimately, it is up to the individual to ensure they are informed about a particular issue, though.
How do you think the role of the media might change in the future? Why?
The media of the future, in some ways, is already here, through blogging and social networking. Everyone and anyone can publish whatever they like. We're all editors and journalists and critics. So, the role of traditional media might change to keep pace with this and maintain an online presence. But overall, the role of the media is to provide information, and I don't think that this key function will actually change significantly. Just the way it is delivered may alter.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.